This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon. I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today, and we thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you, and I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio. Thank you for each and every listener that's joined us today. We ask you today, Lord, that you'd bless them. Lord, help them. Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, that you'd have your will and your way during this time. We'll give you the thanks, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother, let me make just a few quick announcements. I ask you to continue to pray for us, pray for our children's homes. One here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria. And just continue to pray for all of the missionaries, mission work, and all that work in Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine. And it seems like right now we're not hearing a lot of the war reports and things like that out of the Ukraine. They've left all of that, but it's still going. And pray for our missionaries. Continue to pray for them in those areas and the work that they're doing. God's opened that door, and I sure appreciate what he's doing. I can't keep up with what everybody else is doing, but I'm glad God is in business. So anyway, if you would, please remember these. Mention them in prayer if you would. Pray that the Lord would just continue to have his will and his way. And we're very thankful for what he does. But anyway, I won't take a lot of time today. I want to go ahead and give you our mailing addresses. I ask you to write us this week. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. Trust it'll be a blessing. Dream on. I'm glad. Thank God. It's not a dream, though. It's a reality. That's more real than what you're living right now. Amen. I bless the Lord. Keep them youngins a singing. Well, they're going to need it. Going to need the Lord to help them. And it's more than a song, it's a reality. And some point or another, they're going to have to come in contact with that reality. A lot of folks make a lot of money off of singing, but they need to find out that this is real. Amen. This is more than a jingle or a tune. This is the Lord. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 23. I woke up the other morning and had one verse on my mind, and it's been troubling to me ever since. But I'm going to tell you something. This book is scary. Robert said in Sunday school, he said, we're headed into dark days, and I think we're there. Amen. I think we're in bad days.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say some things here in a few minutes that I really feel like I believe we're in days of tribulation. But the verse that woke me up the other morning, and I got thinking about it, is in Matthew chapter 23. And verse 33, he said, you serpents and you generations of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? That's scary business right there. Now, I want to look at that scripture in its context. He said, how are you going to escape it? Now, this is the context of that scripture. He said in verse 34, he said, wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias the son of Barachias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Verse 37 said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, and you would not. Verse 38, listen to this. Amen. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Chapter 24, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see not all these things. Verily I say unto you, that there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now I'm going to stop reading there, and I'll go on here in a few minutes and read quite a bit more in Matthew chapter 24. But I want to talk to you about this scripture. It said, how shall you escape the damnation of hell? Well, the problem is, the reason they can't escape the damnation of hell is they ran Jesus off.
Yes, sir.
That's the text in this scripture. He said up here, he said, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. They, in verse 34... He said, I sent you prophets and you killed them. You crucified them. You've done these things to them. Before this is over, they're running Jesus out. Jesus said in chapter 34 or 24, I'm sorry, in verse 1, Jesus departed from the temple. Now listen to me. Listen real close here. Jesus departed from the temple. All right. 70 years later, you know, the disciples come out there and they got Jesus. They said, come back in here and let's look at the temple. Jesus said there won't be one stone left upon another.
Amen.
70 years later, the temple is destroyed. So why was it destroyed? They run him out.
Amen.
He said it's left desolate. That word desolate, I looked it up in that old 1828 dictionary, and there's a lot of definitions in there, but I want to particularly read one to you. Some of them, it talked about being laid waste, destroyed, destitute, deprived of inhabitants, but here's the one you need to take notice of, deserted of God. That's what it means to be left desolate, deserted of God.
And he left. 70 years later, the prophecy that he tells them here, there won't be one stone left upon another, comes true. That's got me tore up. And he's out, before all this takes place, he said, he asked them, he said, how can you escape the damnation of hell? You've ran me off. How are you going to escape? You don't want me. How are you going to escape? What is your goal? Hey, let me tell you something. Hell is real. The damnation of hell is real. How are you going to escape? Now, this is what I woke up and this got on my heart the other day. And I preached a lot of this stuff before, but let me tell you something about a shepherd. It's not only my job to feed you, water you, but it's my job to protect you. That's a shepherd's job. So if I've got to run you back through the wilderness again, I'll do it. If I can get somebody, just one person in here this morning to hear what I'm trying to say. Because you might be the one that's getting ready to go astray out into the wilderness. You might be the one that's getting ready to walk away from Jesus. You might be the one that, losing all hope. How are you going to escape the damnation of hell without him around? What are you going to do? It's coming. Say, I don't believe it. That ain't going to stop it from coming. The Bible said the rich man lifted his eyes in hell. But I want to talk to you about a lot of other things down through here. Jesus talked to them about the end of time. They asked him questions about the end of time. For some reason, that is a curiosity of just about every man. For some reason, lost or saved, they want to know about the end of time. Lost or saved, they want to know what's going to happen when this thing's over. Lost or saved. Man. Jesus, they want to know about all these things, and here's the first sign of the end of time. He said, be ye not deceived. I noticed something here. Here's the first deception that takes place. Now we got to back up to chapter 23. He's talking to this crowd of Pharisees and scribes and all of that. He said in verse 28, even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men. There's the first deception. They appeared righteous before men, but inwardly they were dead men's bones. They sat in Moses' seat. They wore the royal clothing, per se, the priestly clothing and all those things. They had the Torah. They had the Old Testament. They had all that stuff, but they appeared righteous. But here's the key. When Jesus got around, they didn't like him. And they'd do anything they could to run him off. Now I'm going to get to, you pray for me. I've got a lot I want to preach this morning. We're in some scary times. We really are. This 70-year business got on my heart the other morning. I read this. I thought about these scriptures. How can you escape the damnation of hell when you've run Jesus off? What are you going to do? You're going to hell. But during this time that they've run Jesus off, that don't stop them. Let's read some in chapter 24. That don't stop them. They just keep on. He's gone. He's left the temple. And it said, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Well, he left, but they just come on in. False prophets come on in. And they said, well, we've got the answer. They prophesied falsely. The Bible said, he come down through there and he said this. Now listen, I'm going to talk to you about this verse here. The Bible said, it said up here, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Now that abomination of desolation is this. Jesus left. He left. They tore down the temple. Amen. Then in 685 to 691, they built that Dome of the Rock there on the Temple Mount. Man, bless you, Lord. But I want to talk to you before all of that. There's already false prophets before Muhammad was a false prophet also. Amen. That religion Islam is false. They set up their temple and it's false. It denies the Son of God. Everything is wrong. You say, how could that come to pass? They run Jesus off. There's what happened. That was the greatest. Hey, let me tell you something. Listen to me. Listen to this verse. The wicked in every nation that forgetteth God shall be turned into hell. Now, I've been thinking about this. Now, I'm going to get over here and preach some things that probably folks don't like. Don't turn me off on the radio or on the video or whatever you're watching. I mean, don't turn me off in here in the church this morning. You better listen to me. Because many false prophets have already risen up. They look like they're righteous outwardly. And these ain't the false prophets that we visually know and see. We understand as a church that Allah's false. We understand that Buddha's false. We understand all that. But what about the crowd that come over here in Christ's name? Robert was talking about that in Sunday school. There's a crowd that'll say, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ. Amen. Believe it not. Amen. I'm not talking about the obvious crowd. I'm talking about the crowd that is not obvious. Amen. And if you're not careful, even the very elect would be deceived. Yes, sir. There's the crowd that's got me stirred up this morning. I want to talk to you about 70 years for a few minutes. Now I'm beating a drum that's been beat so many times around here, it's pitiful. But somebody needs to hear it. 1945, they come out with the New Testament and the RSV. By 1950, they had the whole Bible. What's got me thinking about this is this shooting this last week. But I want to talk to you about this Word of God for just a minute or two, and I'm going to go on to something else. You better leave this book alone. Amen. You leave this one right here alone. Yes, this King James Version, I wouldn't lift my tongue against it. Amen. This is the pure Word of God. Yes, the rest of them are false. And in fact, one of the last things the Lord done in this scripture was put a warning on it. Amen. Revelation 22:19, he said, if any man, take away the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Now, I want to talk to you about the last 70 years when they got rid of the Word of God. Let me say this. I appreciate, you know, this church was founded, 1954. Shortly after that, it was part of the Southern Baptist. Shortly after that, the Southern Baptist went with the RSV, and Preacher Potter come out of it. Said, we're not going with you. They promised them a retirement and pension and all the good things, but they couldn't promise God would hang around.
Amen.
Now, you better listen to me for just a few minutes. Boy, I thank God for somebody that'll take a stand. When the fight comes, and it is coming, honey. I mean, the fight is on the scene. I'm going to preach to you here in a few minutes. I mean, the fight is on the scene. But when the fight came, they took a stand. You're going to have to clothe yourself with the whole armor of God because it's on the way. In 1950, the divorce rate in America was 2.5%. That's when Jesus was around. It's 51% in 2020. I'm just talking about 70 years when Jesus leaves. And I know every marriage has problems.
Amen.
It's just as, do they have Jesus? He's the glue that binds it together.
Amen.
In 1950, 86.4% of men participated in the workforce. Now we got about 70%. But there's scriptures for this. But if any provide not for his own, especially of those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Amen.
1973, abortion was made legal. Since 1973 to 2020, we've had 64,443,118 babies murdered. That's just here in the States, okay? That's since 2020. Now listen to this. I'd never heard this stat. Worldwide, 61% of unintended pregnancies are aborted. 73 million abortions take place worldwide every year. I'm talking about when the Lord leads. But the Lord said something like this. Say, well, what would stop that? The Bible said, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. You know what? They don't hear the word of God.
Amen.
For I say unto you that in heaven their angels always do behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Let me say this. This is what's got this on my heart anyway. In the 1950s and 1960s, we had zero school shootings. None. Say, so what's the difference? This word of God. The Bible. Mr. Doran that went into the schools and preached to them around here. Before everybody got their feelings hurt and got offended. Here's what I'm trying to say. We're 70 years just like this temple. We're down the road, honey. This thing's gone to hell. How are you going to escape the damnation of hell when he's gone? Most of them's going to hell. Most of them in the churches are going to hell. So you can't prove that. I can. 60% of churches in America use a different version in the name of Christ. 51% actually is charismatic. Say, so you're just against that stuff. You're absolutely right. I am. Because Jesus left it. They left the Word of God. 2% of the youth right now identify as transgender. You know why? They ain't no God around to tell them.
Amen.
They ain't no, the Bible said, now it's hit me different over in Amos chapter 8, I believe it is, that there'd be a famine for the hearing of the word of God. He'd send a famine. Say, there's churches on every corner. Yeah, but there ain't a man of God with a Bible in his hand preaching it. They got a phony book and they got a false prophet.
Amen.
That's got me tore up. The LGBTQ has doubled in the past decade. Say, how come? No God.
Amen.
Jesus left.
Amen.
First thing he done was destroyed the home.
Amen.
Destroyed the family. Then that's what he done over in the garden. He destroyed the relationship between Adam and Eve.
Amen.
Then he destroyed the family. There's sons involved.
Yeah.
Then he destroyed, during all that time, he destroyed the relationship that took place between Adam, Eve, and God himself.
Amen.
And God had to come back and fix it. Oh, God. I'm tore up. How are you going to escape the damnation of hell? You better be careful where you run off to.
Amen.
Well, I'll go over here to church. Well, okay. Is he there? I'm not talking about will they make you feel good. I'm talking about is he there?
Amen.
I'm talking about is the Holy One there?
Amen.
70 years later, he said there won't be one stone left. You know, that was the one thing that they said they made sure they didn't want no stones left when they come in and destroyed that city. Said, don't leave no stones left. Get rid of them. He said, that's the way it's going to happen. Oh, Lord. I got to thinking about so many things. This transgender thing, that scares me to death. It does. You know, it's almost like, see, what bothers me a lot about it is this stupid rainbow thing that they fly all the time. Well, let me talk to you about that. That rainbow was something that God set in the skies himself. And he said, this is a promise that I've made, that I'll not curse the earth again. I'll not destroy it by the flood again. This is a reminder to me not do this. But I got thinking about that. See, they're using something that God intended for something else. Now, I got thinking about that over there in the book of Daniel. How then in the book of Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar went down there and took the children of Israel out of their land, brought them up into Babylonian captivity, he went into the temple and took the instruments and brought them out. And it ain't long till Belshazzar, his son, is using the Bible said in Daniel chapter 3, or chapter 5 and verse 3, then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the kings and the princes and the wives and his concubines drank therein. They used it for their party. But the next thing you'll find out in Daniel chapter 5, there's a hand that shows up. And it begins to write on the wall. And it said, and then was the hand sent from him, and it was, and the writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Meni, meni, tekel, upharsin. This is the interpretation. Meni, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. I honestly believe with all my heart the handwriting's on the wall. We're in dark days. Now, I know this ain't no shouting service, but you better listen to me. This ain't probably what you wanted to come and hear this morning, but I want to know this. How are you going to escape the damnation of hell if he's gone? He left. He departed. He departed out of the temple. What are you going to do? This transgender crowd. I mean, there's scripture for that. Deuteronomy 22:5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. I mean, that's pretty serious, isn't it? If it's an abomination unto the Lord. Now listen, I'm going to give you some facts. Now here's where the problem comes in. 54% of Christians, U.S. Christians, say that the LGBTQ should be accepted in their churches. I'm not talking about the person itself. You know what I mean? Sin is sin. I'm not talking about the hatred of a person. What I am talking about is this ungodliness. That's the reason so many of them right now, and I can name them. I've looked them up. They've got them standing in their pulpits. So how can they do that? Jesus left.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.